Hi, this is Logan Dollar Shop Harbor. How may I help you today?
Yes. Is there a supervisor or manager there tonight?
No, I'm the only one working, sorry.
Well,
I can leave a ticket for you if you'd like and have
I've
them talk
been
to
going
you.
through this a week. I email people, they don't get back to me. What I'm trying to do is to use the $100 streaming that they gave me. I mean, do you have a minute to just maybe help me? I just got an email from Susie, and she says I had to put my credit card number in. The name on the card is my name, the card number, the security code, the expiration date, but that the billing zip code has to be the Rhode Island number. And it's telling me invalid credit card information. So every time, I mean, I've been doing this since the 28th of December.
Okay, all right.
And, nobody wants to spend, I mean, my husband and I are senior citizens. Stuff doesn't come quite as easy. And I stream, other places, so it's not like, I've never done this before.
Gotcha, okay. Let's see here. When's the last time you called, for someone to assist you? Or when's like the last time you spoke to someone?
New Year's Eve.
Dave, gotcha, okay.
So, do you need my name?
Yeah, what's the name on the account?
Diana Benton, Benton. Yeah, I talked to Logan, and then I can't read her. Another girl called me, and she sent a ticket for Emily and Alex, and nobody's gotten back to me.
Gotcha. Yeah, I do remember sending a ticket for you for the
Okay,
thing.
so are you Logan?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. So, and yeah, here I'm still sitting, and tomorrow my coupon ends. I
Oh,
mean, I
no.
don't want, I
Oh,
mean, I'm
it.
going in. Let me tell you what I'm doing. So I'm streaming on a Dell computer,
Okay.
and I'm going into the email that Jason gave me. So here I have Jason's email. Oh, wait a minute, I got to go back and get that. So when I'm going in, I see Arch Top. It's letting me put in, let me just go down further. So, I mean, I have a whole bunch of, streaming things, but yet it's not, okay. So here, this one here is from the 30th, and this is from Jason. Let me see. And he's telling me to go to mybundle.tv/archtopfiber-streaming-choice-1. So when I go into that, okay, so here comes Archtop. I know to go up to the ticket, like the little credit card on the top right, the black one. And it comes in and it's giving me my credit card number. It's giving me the billing address and all that.
Okay.
So, where do I go from here? I have two choices. The one to the right that has the $100 says, go to my streaming choice. Is that what I'm going to pick? Or there's another one that says, how to use your streaming choice card.
Do the first option you just read out.
Whoops. Go to my streaming choice.
Yes.
Okay, so then it's bringing my credit card down. See, and I mean, look at the history. I have a big history here of times. So now, where do I go from here? It's telling me my payment history of all my, flops that failed. So then I can go to Peacock. What I want to do was to get Frndly TV. So the other day I saw it, but now today I don't see it.
That is not an option for you to choose that.
Well, there was an option the other day.
Right. That's weird because yeah, so we the promotion was extended to January 31st, so there's no you don't have to worry about it expiring or anything like that. You'll still be received the card. But that's weird though that it's not popping up now for the Friendlies TV. That popped up last time.
Yeah, it did. And now I just 2 minutes ago I got an email from Susie saying, "Did I hear from Jason?" She sees Jason was helping me. Well, I need somebody to help me. And I asked her, I asked him to please call me, just because I never saw a format like that. But regardless, so now 2 3 minutes ago I went into Discovery Plus. So when I go into, I hit get deal. Okay, so now I'm at Discovery Plus, and where it says subscribe now. Now tell me if I'm doing anything wrong.
I believe you're doing it correct.
Okay, so then I'm here, Discovery Plus. All right, so it's $8.99 a month. Let me click on that, 7-day trial. The only thing that says watch offline with mobile download. I want to be able to stream this on a smart TV.
You'll be able to.
Okay, with that. Okay, so I'm going to hit continue,
Okay.
and it's spinning. So then it wants my name.
What was spinning?
It was just spinning as it opened up the billing information.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so then my card information, I have that in my computer. Now they're saying,
And
so it
is this the same card information you use for autopay on your account? Your
no,
billing stuff?
this is the my bundle that they gave me. I literally can see a credit card there.
Okay, all right.
So I have a credit card number, I have an expiration date, I have a CVC number. So I put the credit card in, the security code, and Sarah told me to put not. I was putting where it says billing zip code. She said, don't put my zip code of my personal home, to put the Rhode Island one, which is 02885.
Why put the Rhode Island one?
Okay, yep. And then it's telling me use your selected plan as Discovery, $8.99 a month, 7-day trial. And now I am just going to hit start subscription. And this is where I run into the problem. So it's the thing's spinning. And then it says start subscription, but it doesn't take me any place. But if I go back up to the top, it's telling me invalid credit card information. Please try again. Now I'm reading I have my card here. I believe it's right.
Are you so did you put the promotional card in at the checkout?
I put it in, as I'm going through it. Yep. So on all the billing information, it says enter your billing information to subscribe, then indicates a required field. So I put in, they want to know, was it a credit debit card or a PayPal? So I put credit debit card. I put my name on the name on card. I put the card number. I
Okay.
put the security code. Expiration date is 04 of 28, and the billing is 02885. So everything's in there. The $8.99 a month for Discovery Plus, 7-day trial, and then when I hit start subscription, it was spinning, spinning. It's not taking me to Discovery.
Gotcha. Okay. Did you try accessing Discovery on another device, in order to log on? Like, have you tried doing this all on another device? Because sometimes too, web browsers can automatically block loading into certain sites. That could be why it's blocking the transaction from the promotional card. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. But I don't have any of this stuff on my cell phone. My iPhone. I do have another computer,
Would you mind trying it
which
on
is.
that? I'm sorry to ask.
No. Are you just have a couple minutes to just hold tight?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, hold on. Could you hold this, please? Just had to get my other computer.
Hold that over here.
Yep, if you would.
Sure.
I might need you to go out of that. I don't know. Now this is just finished. Can you just close that down? Bring it up. Down anyway. Can't get out of this McPhee. Can you? I need it. Open my computer up. I need on the left-hand side a little tab of messages.
This. You want to tell them you're still trying to get
Yeah,
on?
no. Okay, Logan. So I'm on my newer computer,
Okay.
and it says redeem $100 streaming choice card. So this I didn't see before.
Yeah,
So should I do redeem offer now?
Yes, yep.
Okay.
I figured it must have been something with the device.
Yeah, see, that Dell is an older one here where this is new.
Mm-hmm.
I use that when I'm, like, sometimes I watch Hallmark.
Were you using a different browser? Were you using Google on both, or were you using another browser?
I don't know what's on these, to tell you the truth.
Gotcha, okay.
This one here that I'm on now is a newer computer.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah, it could have been the browser, just the system in general.
Okay, so now it's telling me that, so create my bundle, or already have an account, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Don't mind me.
No, it's not
problem. I have a headache. I don't know if it's from the rain, but, oh, man.
It's probably from us, not being able to access your card.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you keep trying, and then I'm trying to do a bunch of other stuff. All right, so let me go in under my logon.
Yeah, because I do remember creating a ticket for you a couple days ago.
Wait a minute. It says the email address. So what am I doing wrong here? I'm trying to log in, and it said that my email, which is DIJB148, is already used. Well, let me just do continue.
Yeah, DIJB148, correct, at yahoo.com?
Yeah, but why am I...
Make sure you're not signing in and not signing up. You should be signing in. There should be a sign-in tab.
Login.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that's the one that I just went in. Okay, so continue. No, it says the email address or password you entered is incorrect. Okay, that is what I'm... Oh, you know what? Let me go back. I think it told me I had to have one capital. It's telling me the email address or the password is not correct. So I'm going in login. Login.
Yeah. Yep. Are you sure you're using the your right sign-in credentials, such as your password?
Yes, because it said I had to have a cap, so many numbers. Well,
if not, you can always do forgot password, and I should be able to access it through here, if that's what you're signing in through.
I'm sorry, did you say that again?
You could always do forgot password and just send it to your email if you don't fully remember your password.
Yeah, I have it written right down here. Okay, so maybe I should try to log in first before I put redeem offer.
Yeah, I would do that first.
I think I did it the opposite way. Yeah, because I have it right here in front of me. Okay, so let me just do, it's not letting me through. Oh, gosh.
That's no problem. Take your time.
I'm going to put you on speaker for a couple minutes, okay?
Okay.
he's still there. Be quiet. Married almost 50 years. I'm about ready to kill him. Don't get married.
Don't get married.
Gotcha. I don't know. It sounds like you're young. Don't get married.
I am in a relationship, but I am long away from getting married.
50 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's a very long time, and everything was fine till he retired. And now I don't know how to make a bed, and I don't know how to do laundry. And
don't go into that. Just take care of your stuff.
Okay. So now guess what? So I'm in it.
Okay.
And I see my $100 on the right-hand side. And guess what I see? Friendly TV.
Oh, it's popping up now. Nice.
Yeah, on this. See, this might be a higher. Okay. So I'm going to keep Friendly TV.
Okay.
So now where do I go from here now?
So when you click Friendly TV, what pops up?
Well,
is there any options
that
pop up?
I never saw before.
So what's the show now?
Friendly TV, $7.99 a month. Watch Now. Is that what I want?
Yes, yep.
See, I didn't see any of this stuff before. Okay.
Where did it take you to now when you click Watch Now?
Anything. Oh, how do you watch on your devices?
Yeah, so it's probably going to ask you if you want to stream or anything like that.
Okay, so what I've been pretty much doing, we have a smart TV, a Samsung.
Okay.
So let me get out of.
What are the options? Is it giving you any options?
It's just saying Amazon, Fire TV, Roku, Android TV, Apple TV, smart TV. Check back soon. What does that mean? Smart TV, Samsung. Oh, Samsung. Okay, well, I'm hitting Samsung. I don't know.
Sometimes you have a cable.
Yeah, I have a cable that goes from the back of the TV into my laptop. That's how I watch it. I tried the Roku. I could not figure out how to do it.
Gotcha. Okay. I can always help you with that, too, if you want. Do you have a Roku box, or is it the Roku built?
I took it back. I got it for Christmas. I took it back because
cable.
We don't do this that often. I mean, up to now, I just do, Hallmark Plus.
Yeah, just streaming platforms. We did the same, too, with my family. We kind of dropped like live TV, and we mostly went to streaming services. This is just cheaper, and it's honestly overall better, to be honest.
We don't watch it all the time. I mean, I only get Hallmark with, the beginning of November. Okay, so it's not still doing anything. How to watch on your device. Search for Friendly TV app in the respectable app store. Download the Friendly TV app on your phone, tablet, or TV. Sign into the app using the same login that you created.
Okay. Yeah, so do you have it installed on your TV already?
No, and I don't even know how to do that.
Okay, we use a cable that goes from the TV to the laptop.
Yeah, you guys use an HDMI cable. But still, because even though you guys use that, in order to use a specific streaming platform, you also need it installed. It's like the same thing with like YouTube or Netflix. You have to have it installed in order to stream it from there.
Installed on the computer, on the TV.
Yes. Yep.
Are you able to help us put it on the TV?
Yeah, no problem at all. Hold on. I don't have it pulled up in front of me.
We don't know how to do it. We got it working, and then our daughter was trying to tell us how to do stuff. And we weren't seeing the same thing that she saw.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, because every smart TV is different. They have a different layout. But I can help you right here. I have a guide pulled up. So if you're at your home screen now on your TV,
You're gonna have to change that, Jim.
To what?
Home.
Does your controller have like a home button on it, or like a source button? It's called.
Yeah. Okay. So we're seeing like Netflix, Hulu, Disney,
yep.
HBO.
So on that right, there should be an icon or a thing for called apps, or there's also should be a search bar, and you can look up apps in that, and it'll pop up.
A search bar.
If there's not a search bar, there should be a icon that's labeled apps.
Well, what I'm seeing is that little house. I'm seeing Samsung TV Plus, Live TV, Netflix, Prime Video, Disney, Hulu, Apple TV, HBO Max, Peacock, Sling, YouTube, Gallery, Internet, and Blu-ray.
Yeah, and I think in the same category, or like where those all are listed, I think it's all the way to the far left, you should see a icon called apps, where they're all listed, because those are all apps that your TV has installed.
Is there another, like we have a wheel, we have source, we have the house, we have an hour, or like a magnifying glass, and we have like four little circles that sit there, one on top of another.
You know exactly what TV that you have, by any chance?
No, so, here I see. What color
is the home screen?
App. You just turned it back. Okay, so we're at apps.
Okay, now look up. There should be a search bar after clicking apps. Look up Friendly's TV.
Do we hit apps?
Yeah, you hit apps, and then there should be a search bar.
It's loading.
Okay, so it's loading.
That's what came up.
Okay.
Install gallery.
Wait a minute. He's looking it up. Okay, so now
it's fine. I'm just typing to my coworker now, because I was also asking about your ticket that was open or like things. But when you clicked apps, right, there should be a search bar, correct?
No.
Well, there's the hourglass or the magnifying glass.
When you hover over that, what does it say?
Go over the abnick.
Just sees at the bottom that goes over. That's it.
Well, it said internet installed. It says gallery installed. Internet installed. Samsung promotion installed. That's down at the bottom. Up at the top, we have shrinking, solo, wolf. Oh, that's all on Apple TV.
Is there a list of apps that there are?
That's a listing there. That's it.
Gotcha. And there's no search bar or anything by that?
Nope. We see a little person and a magnifying glass and the wheel. And that's in the right-hand corner. The left-hand corner said apps, APPS.
And then on the thing is shrinking. In the...
Yeah, but that's all Apple TV. So there's four movies for Apple TV.
Gotcha. Okay. I wish I knew exactly what TV you guys have so I can look at it from my end.
I have no idea. Do we have a number on anything?
I don't think so.
We would have to navigate to the settings on the TV, and there should be a tab called System, and under that you should be able to see the ID or the number that the TV identifies as.
Wait a minute. Here's... I have a book. Would the book have something on it?
Sorry, what'd you say?
So there's no other way that we can just...
We can't use this cord like we always use?
We can't still use this cord?
It's because, so what you can do if you want, I think it should be able to work the same way. But
you know, can we still use this cord or no?
Instead, can you hear me, by the way? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
I don't see why you can't go right to our computer, your computer.
Diana?
And we do the cord like we always did.
Diana?
We always did it before.
Can anybody hear me?
Hello? Are you there?
Can you hear me?